It's really something how fast societies are aging these days.
Yeah.
Like Japan,
Right.
they're really at the forefront of this whole thing. I was listening to this podcast the other day,
Yeah.
and it was talking about how all this,
Oh,
these demographic shifts are playing out in some really unexpected ways.
interesting.
Like you wouldn't think about it.
Yeah.
But like even the funeral industry is being impacted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And
Yeah.
the challenges of dementia care,
Right.
big thing. Like
Absolutely.
they were talking about this program in Hirosaki City
Okay.
called the Claw Queue Initiative.
Interesting.
And basically, they use these special stickers
Okay.
to help people with dementia who might wander off and get lost.
That's amazing. Like a simple solution that could have a huge impact.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just tech, it's about like using tech to help the community.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's so important because, like the podcast mentioned, how people with dementia,
Yeah.
they often like discard their belongings.
All right.
So traditional ID doesn't always work.
Makes sense.
So these stickers have contact info on them,
Oh, wow.
like a lifeline,
Yeah.
you know?
That's incredible.
So.
Yeah, no, that's really smart. And it's like it probably has this ripple
Oh,
effect
for
where
sure.
it's not just about finding someone who's lost.
Right.
It's about everybody feeling responsible for older people. Like
Exactly.
we're all in this together.
It's a powerful message.
Yeah, it really is.
Totally. Okay, so let's switch gears a bit.
Okay.
The podcast also talked about another thing
Yeah.
with an aging population, strain on funeral systems,
Oh, right.
especially cremation, which
Wow.
is like the preferred practice in Japan.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they highlighted this city, Naha City, Okinawa, as like a case study.
Okay.
So get this,
Yeah.
city of over 440,000 people.
Okay.
Two cremation facilities.
Oh my, two.
Do. That's
That's
it.
unbelievable.
They said the wait times could be up to 12 days.
12 days.
12 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And imagine
I can't even imagine.
the emotional
Yeah.
and the financial burden
Right.
for families already grieving.
And especially in a place like Okinawa, that
Exactly.
heat and
It's got
everything.
to be so expensive to like
Oh, absolutely.
preserve the body
Yeah.
for that long. It's just like,
Right.
it just shows you how everything's connected, like
Yeah.
these cultural practices and then the population aging
It all ties together.
impacts everything.
Yeah, it does.
Like even down to saying goodbye to people you love.
Absolutely.
It's pretty profound when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of cultural practices,
Yeah.
they mention this fascinating trend,
What's that?
ocean scattering,
Okay.
or sekisisan in Japanese.
Interesting.
It's an alternative to traditional burial or cremation,
Okay.
where they scatter ashes at sea. Okay. That's interesting that it's like rooted in tradition, but maybe it's also a way of dealing with this cremation bottleneck.
Right.
Yeah, it's like adapting and finding new approaches to
Exactly.
deal with these challenges.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's not just about finding solutions, it's
Right.
about understanding the culture and
Exactly.
how that shapes the solution.
Yeah, you got it.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, like, are there other cultural things,
Yeah.
practices, beliefs
Right.
that might influence how different societies adapt to this aging population problem?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Really good question. And it makes me think about something else the podcast talked about,
Okay.
the issue of unclaimed bodies.
Wow.
They said that the Japanese National Police Agency reported a significant number of deaths
Yeah.
just in the first half of 2024,
Oh, wow.
attributed to loneliness and isolation.
That's really sad.
Especially people 85 and older.
85 and older. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something.
It is.
Yeah. It's like you said, they're not just numbers, they're real people, you know? And to
Yeah.
think they lived their
Oh,
lives
no.
and in so many cases died.
Alone.
Yeah. Alone.
It's really sad.
It
It
is.
makes you think about those unclaimed bodies.
Yeah.
Like it's a symptom of a bigger problem.
Exactly. It's like this whole societal thing.
Yeah.
And the podcast talked about how this increase
Yeah.
in unclaimed bodies, it's tough on funeral homes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like logistically and financially.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's a whole
Like,
thing.
what do they even do?
Well, a lot of times there's
Yeah.
just nobody,
Like, no family.
no family, no next of kin,
Wow.
nobody to claim the deceased.
That's awful.
It is. And on top of that,
Yeah.
often there's no guidance
Really?
from the government about what to do
So they're just like,
on their own,
wow.
dealing with this emotional and bureaucratic nightmare.
It's like they're trying to fill this void.
Yeah, the void left by society.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It really is.
And it shows you
yeah.
that we need a better way to deal with this.
Totally, like a more compassionate way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More systemic.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't just ignore it.
And like you were saying before, this isn't just a Japan thing.
No, not at all.
Like the podcast said, lots of countries are dealing with this.
It's a global thing.
Aging populations,
mm-hmm.
changing social structures,
yep.
loneliness, isolation.
It's all connected.
It's like a pattern.
It is.
So why do you think that is?
Well, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Lots of factors.
Like what?
Well, like families aren't what they used to be.
Right.
Less support.
Yeah.
And then there's the stigma around mental health.
That's true.
People don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they suffer in silence.
Exactly. And, you know, even just the pace of life these days.
Yeah, it's so fast.
It's hard to keep up.
I know. It
makes it hard to connect with people.
Right.
In a meaningful way.
It's like we've created a world where it's easy to be lonely.
Sadly. I think that's true.
Even surrounded by people.
Especially surrounded by people sometimes.
Right.
It's ironic.
It is.
But it's the truth.
And, you know, the podcast really highlighted
yeah.
how hard this is on older people.
Of course.
Especially with declining health.
Right.
Loss of mobility.
Yeah, losing friends and family.
Exactly.
All of that.
It's like a perfect storm.
It is a perfect storm of loneliness.
So what can we do?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right, but we have to do something.
We do.
How do we break this cycle?
Well, I think it starts with awareness.
Okay.
Like just realizing this is happening.
Yeah.
And understanding why.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, and then we can start to look for solutions.
That makes sense. It's true. And it's like the podcast was saying, you know, it's not just a social thing.
Right.
This loneliness and isolation.
It's a health issue, too. It affects people's minds and bodies.
Yeah, it's scary how connected it all is.
It really is.
So where do we go from here?
That's the question, isn't it?
Right, because we can't just like...
throw our hands up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's important.
We have to do something.
We do. But what...
Oh. Well, I think awareness is a big part of it.
Okay.
Like just getting people to see this is happening.
Yeah.
And then figuring out why.
I like that.
Yeah, knowledge is power, right?
It is.
Once we understand the problem, then we can start looking for solutions.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, I will say... listening to that podcast,
yeah,
it definitely made me realize, like, wow, this is serious.
Yeah.
But it also gave me some hope.
Oh, good.
Like, hearing about those Claw Q Seal stickers.
Right.
And just, like, how people are starting to talk about this more.
It's a start.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all it takes.
That's true.
That first step.
Yeah. And I think you made a really good point earlier about how, like, it doesn't have to be this big, grand thing.
No. Not at all.
It can just be small acts of kindness.
Like just connecting with people.
That's what it's all about.
Reaching out.
Absolutely. Checking in.
Yeah. And it's not just about like...
what?
Big policy changes or anything.
Right.
It's about changing the culture.
Okay. How do we do that?
Well, it starts with each of us.
Okay.
Like just in our everyday lives.
So like what kinds of things?
Well, you could check on your elderly neighbor.
Yeah.
Volunteer at a senior center.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just have a conversation.
Yeah.
With an older person in your community.
I like even just saying hello.
Exactly. You never know.
Yeah.
What a difference a little kindness can make.
That is so true.
It's about bridging that gap.
Totally.
Between generations.
Like we all have something to learn from each other.
Exactly.
And we all have something to give.
That's what makes a community.
That's a good point.
A sense of belonging.
Yeah, like we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been like yeah. really eye-opening.
Yeah.
We covered so much.
I know, right?
From dementia care.
Mm-hmm. To like funeral rituals.
Yeah.
To just the...
loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is, but it's important.
It is.
And I think the takeaway for me is that
yeah.
aging populations come with challenges.
Right.
But they also present these amazing opportunities.
Like what?
For innovation and compassion.
That's a good way to put it.
It's about changing our perspective.
Okay.
Instead of seeing aging as a problem.
Right.
We need to embrace it.
Yeah.
See it as a natural part of life.
I love that.
It's about celebrating the wisdom and experience
mm-hmm.
that older adults bring to our communities.
So well said.
Thank you.
Well, we are out of time for today.
Already.
I know it goes so fast.
Time flies.
But before we go.
Yes.
We want to leave you with this.
Okay.
What small step can you take today?
Yeah.
To connect with an older adult in your life?
In your family, your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Your community.
It'd be a phone call.
Yeah.
A visit.
Just a listening ear.
You never know.
You really don't.
What a difference little kindness can make.
It can make all the difference.
So true.
So true.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Stay connected.
And we'll see you on the next deep dive.